Two massive football fixtures this coming weekend in Australia, and a pair of A-League stars head over to Middlesbrough in the English Championship. Hey guys, what's going on? My name is Lockie. This is Coast Watch Football, and this is the podcast where we talk all things Australian football, all of the biggest and latest headlines from the past week. And I'm going to open it up with a bit of an announcement, exciting announcement, regarding scheduling. From now on, the podcast will be released every Friday. So far, the podcast, which has been back for the last few weeks, has been released on Tuesdays, now shifting to Fridays. And the reasoning basically being that Friday, to me at least, just feels like a more natural day to release what has basically turned into now a weekly news podcast, a recap podcast. So after all the news comes out throughout the week, every Friday, you can jump on your podcast listening platform of choice and jump on the Coastal Football Podcast every single Friday, starting this coming Friday. So this week, we've got two podcasts, the Tuesday and the Friday. Let's jump into some Matildas signing news. This is a huge one. This past week, Hayley Raso has announced she signed for Real Madrid, a massive, massive move for Australian football. Fantastic for Hayley. And, just on the eve of kicking off the FIFA Women's World Cup as well. This is really, really exciting because it's the first Australian player to sign ever in men's or women's football to sign for the Spanish Giants. Awesome stuff for Hayley Raso. This past week, we had the details confirmed for the Australia Cup round of 32. And we've got some really, really exciting matchups. And I love what they've done here too. As we know, of course, we've got the Women's World Cup, which is kicking off in just over a week. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. The Australia Cup, they've scheduled the round of 32 matches on the days where there's no FIFA World Cup matches. It's really, really smart the way they've done it. And it means, if you're an Australian football fan, August is going to be a very, very fun month because we've got the World Cup going through pretty much the whole month, and then we've got the days where there's no World Cup matches. The Australia Cup is on, and just about every day there's a whole bunch of matches. On the 4th of August, we've got six matches total. The headlining match for that match day will surely be Brisbane Roar travelling to either Newcastle Jets or Melbourne Victory. Of course, Jets and Victory meeting in the playoff matches next week, as are Perth Glory and MacArthur FC. On the 9th of August, we've got four matches as well. A highlight in that one will be Edgeworth taking on Western United. On the 10th of August, three matches involving all NPL clubs. And then we've got Oakley Cannons taking on Melbourne City for a Victorian derby on the 13th of August. That's a Sunday, I believe. And then Sydney FC taking on Central Coast Mariners. The time and date will be confirmed for that one. And then lastly, on the 14th of August, Northcote City hosting Adelaide United. So across 10 days there, the Australia Cup round of 32 will be played. So the football is coming thick and fast, man. And as of course, as we mentioned at the top, it all starts this weekend. We've got two huge matches coming up. Of course, we've got the Matildas taking on France this weekend, this Friday night. The match is taking place, of course, in Marvel Stadium in Melbourne, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time this Friday. The match will be available to watch on 10 Bold and 10 Play. Huge way to open the tournament. Well, to, I guess, set up the tournament, if you like, for Australia. Coming up against France, I mean, it's going to be a good test for us and a good, you know, good way to measure ourselves coming up against the fifth-ranked side in women's football in France. Really, really tough game. France are undefeated this year. Great. It'll be a great night for Australian football because we're going to have a packed Marvel Stadium and packed stadiums throughout the whole tournament, I'm sure, for the Aussies when they're involved. Jumping into some other news regarding the Women's World Cup. There was a dramatic result a couple days ago. I don't know if you guys saw this. Zambia, who were in the FIFA Women's World Cup, one of the lowest ranked sides, ranked 77th in women's football, defeated the second ranked team in women's football in Germany 3-2. A stunning late winner, which scored in the 12th minute of stoppage time to secure the friendly victory for Zambia. A shock result, and all of a sudden, you know, it sparked a whole lot of excitement around Zambia and their chances of making it through potentially to the round of 16. Germany, this is a big slip for Germany. Fantastic team, Germany. We know they made it to the final of the Euros last year, and we'll be hoping to go all the way here, the Women's World Cup. But an absolute shock result, and we're hoping for plenty of upsets, I'm sure, in the Women's World Cup. Some coaching staff moves. Of course, we're going to jump into plenty of the A-League transfer news, but that we do all that in its own separate segment, and there's plenty of A-League transfer news to get to as well. But first of all, when it comes to the coaching departments, Sydney FC have appointed Alex Wilkinson, their former captain, to the head of football operations. So good to see Wilco still involved there at the Sky Blues. And down at Melbourne Victory, Arthur Dillis and Davide Del Giovine joined the Melbourne Victory coaching staff. Dillis as the assistant coach and Del Giovine as goalkeeping coach. Apologies if I butchered some of those name pronunciations there. Dude, this was a feel-good piece of news here. Brian Kaltak, Central Coast Mariners centre-back. Of course, we know about him and how proud he is to represent his nation of Vanuatu. In a trip back to his home country of Vanuatu, he was awarded the Vanuatu Medal of Honour by the President of the Republic of Vanuatu. Massive. He seems like he's a celebrity over there in Vanuatu, and it's just awesome. I mean, you know, as Mariners fans, we love Brian Kaltak, and it was just a feel-good story. Sticking with Central Coast Mariners, an exciting call-up for the Women's Academy goalkeeper, Chiara Fontanilla has been called up to the Philippines World Cup squad, which I feel like I don't know if this has ever been seen before, that an academy level keeper gets called up to a senior World Cup squad. A really, really exciting moment for Chiara to be called up to the Philippines squad. Of course, called up by former Mariners coach, Alan Stajic, who will be taking charge of the Philippines for the Women's World Cup. Some other pieces of news here and there before we jump into the A-League transfer news. Football Australia has announced a partnership with artist Tones and I, which was an interesting thing. On the website article and across social media, Football Australia were very excited about this. Tones and I basically going to be involved in a bunch of various assets and, you know, I'm sure performances and whatnot when it comes to Football Australia, the Combank Matildas. And personally, you know, not the biggest Tones and I fan, but it's an exciting move, you know, to see football and music being combined here. Potentially we could see some more Aussie artists linking up with Football Australia in the future. Good news for fans of coins. This is an interesting piece of news, but hey, I'm sure there's plenty of avid coin collectors out there. Football Australia has announced a partnership with the Royal Australian Mint, releasing a range of Matilda's themed coins available exclusively at Woolworths over the coming weeks. I had a look at them. They're actually pretty cool. So if you are a coin collector and an Australian football fan, go ahead and check that out. And lastly, in the news here, some sad news regarding former Socceroo Attila Abonyi. He had passed away. Former Socceroo player, scored 25 goals in 61 A internationals, and he wore the green and gold 89 times in total. The striker, who was born in Hungary, is the fifth highest goal scorer of all time for the Australian national team, and was a member of the squad that travelled to the Socceroos' first FIFA World Cup finals appearance in 1974. Hey, let's jump into some A-League transfer news, because there is a whole lot to get into, and we're going to open it up with Alu Kawal, who has joined Central Coast Mariners, returning to the coast on a 3-year deal. Excited for Alu to be back on the coast, and excited for him to be linking up with Monty. Nick Montgomery, who scouted a 17-year-old Alu Kawal many years ago now. I think Monty will be able to get the best out of Alu Kawal. It's a really, really exciting move, both for Alu and for the Mariners. And a big out for the Mariners as well, Samuel Silvera. He has joined Middlesbrough in the English Championship. What an exciting move for Samuel Silvera. And joining him will be Tom Glover from Melbourne City. You know, it was within like a couple of days or something that these two both were announced. And great to see these two young Aussie stars heading over to the English Championship. Middlesbrough, fantastic. Sticking with Melbourne City, they've announced a trio of signings over the last week. Jamie Young is coming in from Western United to replace Tom Glover. Good signing. I think, you know, some people questioning whether, you know, Jamie Young can still contribute to, you know, what does he, you know, does he still have much to contribute to the A-League, considering he's a little bit older. And I think for me, he's still a fantastic A-League level goalkeeper. I think he still has a lot to offer, and he'll be a solid replacement for Tom Glover there at City. City have also signed Terry Antonis former Western Sydney Wanderers midfielder, who didn't really get a look in last season. Interested to see how that works out for Antonis, potentially looking to revitalize his career at the last year's premiers. City have also signed an international player. French defender Samuel Seprien has joined the club. Left-sided defender, 34 years of age, tall, strong, and plenty of experience in France, more so in the second division, but a little bit in the first division as well. But City really rebuilding their squad now after losing a number of players over the last month or so. Heading over to their rivals, Melbourne Victory. They have announced an exciting signing here. I like this one. Daniel Arzani has joined Melbourne Victory. Didn't quite work out for Arzani at MacArthur FC last year. He was decent, but injuries cut things short for him. Teaming up with Tony Popovich and Melbourne Victory, I think is going to work wonders for Arzani and really revitalize his career. Especially for me, you know, Marco Rojas, who departed a couple seasons ago, they never really properly replaced him. I mean, you know, they brought in Nani last year, and that obviously didn't work out due to injury. And last season, the wingers of Chris Economides, Ben Falami, massively underperformed. I think Daniel Arzani is a good signing. Melbourne Victory needed that, you know, another exciting attacking wide player to bring into that team, and Arzani is certainly going to fill that role. Melbourne Victory have also announced the signing of Jordi Valadon on a scholarship contract. He made a couple appearances last year for the Victory side in the A-League men's competition. And then lastly, with the final Victorian club, Western United have announced two signings here. James Donaghy joins on a two-year deal, former Sydney FC centre-back. And Kane Vidmar has also joined as well, the young centre-back, also on a two-year deal. Important signings these. You know, we knew that Western United needed to sign central defenders after losing Leo Lacroix and Nicolai Topestanley to retirement. So two important pieces of recruitment there for Western. And one departure for the green and black, Connor Payne, who has been there since day one at Western United, won the championship with them as well a couple of years ago. He has departed for Saudi Arabia. Has spent a long time in the A-League, hasn't he, Connor Payne? When you think he started at Melbourne Victory a number of years ago, spent a few years at Central Coast Mariners, Western for the last 4 years, now finally heading overseas. So we wish Connor Payne all the best. Josh Brillante has joined Western Sydney Wanderers. Big move for Wanderers here. Big move for Josh Brillante, who has now played for Sydney FC, Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City, and West Sydney Wanderers, all the big rivals there. He has been involved in all of them now, Josh Brillante. Very curious to see how that Wanderers midfield setup looks like. You know, they needed to sign another midfielder, Wanderers, after losing Malfitano and Schneiderlin last year. And he'll be teaming up, you'd expect, with Neuenhoff in that Wanderers midfield for next season. Wanderers have also signed youngsters Marcus Yunus and Anthony Pantazopoulos to scholarship deals for the upcoming campaign. Heading over to Adelaide United, they have secured right back Yavi Lopez on a one-year extension. Yavi Lopez turning 38 in January, but showing no signs of slowing up. Important re-signing here for the Reds. Adelaide have also let go of George Blackwood and Asad Kasumovic, who have both departed the club. Some news regarding Sydney FC and a departure for them, a major departure. Diego Caballo, the Spanish left-back, has left the club. Caballo, key figure in that Sydney side from last season. Now played just about almost every game, and he departs the club. Not too surprising, especially after Sydney made the permanent deal to bring Joel King into the club. Diego Caballo heading over to Denmark. Sydney have, there's a number of moves around young players at Sydney FC as well. An exciting move here for Mitch Glasson. The Joey striker has signed a three-year deal for the Sky Blues. Max Vartuli has joined Danish champions AAB Aalborg on a two-year loan. And Rawley St. John has joined Stuttgart in Germany as well. Just one piece of news from Newcastle Jets. Apostolos Stamatolopoulos has rejoined the club. The former Western United, Adelaide United striker as well. He has returned after some time over in Greece. And an interesting signing as well. We know Newcastle have, you know, parted ways with Beckham Mikhlatadze after he was at the club for the last couple of years as sort of their starting striker. Is Stamatolopoulos coming in as their starting striker now at Newcastle Jets? Big opportunity for him back at the Jets once again. Wellington Phoenix, one piece of news regarding them from the past week as well. They have signed Lucas Kelly-Herald, a young central defender, on a four-year deal from their academy an exciting move for the youngster. Perth Glory have signed two youngsters here in Daniel Benny, Jalen Perlman, two scholarship contracts. And we're seeing this a lot throughout the A-Leagues this past month or so. Plenty of young players, you know, called up to scholarship contracts or even earning big moves overseas. Another big one here, Chris Donnell, again from Perth Glory. He has joined Premier League club Fulham. A really, really exciting move for Donnell there. And then lastly, regarding some international moves for other Australian players, we've got a big one regarding Bailey Wright. He has departed Sunderland and officially signed up with Singapore club Lion City Sailors. It would be great to see Bailey Wright, who was at Sunderland, of course, played with Nectar Triantis, who has just arrived there. But Bailey Wright, we wish him all the best at Singapore. So that's all the latest A-League transfer news from the past week. We're going to jump into some, of course, some events coming up. We mentioned them a little bit earlier, but just to give you a little recap on what's coming up this week. First of all, Tuesday, 11th of July, the date of this podcast release, so it might have already happened, at 4 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time at Federation Square, Melbourne, we are having the Matildas squad presentation. So if you're in Melbourne, and if you're listening to the podcast on the day of release, get down there to Federation Square. What an exciting time to be an Aussie football fan. Of course, the Women's World Cup just around the corner. As we know, the Matildas taking on France this Friday, 14th of July, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. You can watch the game on 10 Bold or 10 Play. Of course, the game taking place at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne, and a huge test for Australia there, heading into the FIFA Women's World Cup the following week. West Ham United are taking on Perth Glory for a pre-season friendly this Saturday. And we've got some A-League teams back in action real soon. This one's taking place this Saturday, 15th of July, 8 p.m. At Optus Stadium in Perth. Again, can watch on 10 Bold or 10 Play. So really exciting to see that football is coming back, professional football returning to Australia after what has felt like a while since the A-League season wrapped up, since even that Socceroos friendly against Argentina feels like ages ago now. But of course, it's all coming thick and fast with these friendlies, Australia Cup, and then of course the FIFA Women's World Cup around the corner as well. And then to wrap up here as well, some content news regarding the Coast Bridge Football YouTube channel. We've got a few exciting videos out already on the channel in the past week. I released my early A-League ladder prediction. I will be doing a full proper prediction, of course, later on in a couple months' time, closer to the start of the season. But I thought it'd be interesting to do an early ladder prediction. How do I feel like clubs are shaping up, you know, at this stage, early on in pre-season? Some big calls on that one as well, so check it out on the Coast Bridge Football YouTube channel. As well as my FIFA Women's World Cup predictions, which are out right now on the channel, as well as you can check out right now my predictions and preview video for the Matildas v France friendly. We'll also be doing live watch-alongs this week for the two matches coming up this weekend. We're going live on the YouTube channel for Matildas v France Friday night, and then West Ham v Perth Glory on Saturday night. Watching both games, jump in the chat. It's a fun time, and hopefully I'll see you guys there for that one. Thanks so much, as always, for tuning into the Coast Bridge Football Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed and leave a star rating on the podcast platform that you're listening to, if you are able to. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. I'll see you guys this Friday. Every Friday from now on, you'll get the Coast Bridge Football Podcast on your podcast feed. Thanks so much, guys. My name's Lockie. I'll catch you guys on Friday. Cheers.